From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. On July 1st, Mexico will elect a new president. The moment is charged because polls indicate the candidate for the Institutional Revolutionary Party is well ahead and poised to return his party to power. The PRI governed Mexico for 7 decades until 2000. That's when it was tossed out by an electorate tired of a corrupt political machine. NPR's John Burnett has the first of 2 reports on Mexicans' queasiness as elections approach.
Every day, a color guard stands at attention under Mexico City's Monument to the Revolution, an arched stone colossus that commemorates the country's violent upheaval that gave birth to modern Mexico.
Descansar. No. Paso revelado. No.
Here are interred the heroes of the Mexican Revolution, including Plutarco Elias Calles, the father of the party that came to be the PRI.
Mi nombre es Fred Álvarez. Estamos en el Monumento a la Revolución de la Ciudad de México.
A political consultant and blogger named Fred Álvarez gives a tour of the recently restored monument. With elections less than a month away, Álvarez, like many Mexicans, is pondering the return of the PRI, as it's called.
Lo que hizo Calles fue precisamente esto, ¿no? Confundir y meter al partido.
What Calles did was to create a unique party, a party of the state like the Cuban or the Russian Communist Party. The PRI even adopted the colors of the national flag, red, white, and green, and made them their party colors. What Mexicans don't want to see is a new state party, where President Peña Nieto becomes the party chief. This would be wrong.
The candidate for the PRI is Enrique Peña Nieto, the 45-year-old former governor of Mexico State with a serious demeanor and movie star good looks. Polls put Peña Nieto ahead of his rivals by more than 10 points. The leading challengers are Manuel López Obrador of the leftist Party of Democratic Revolution and Josefina Vázquez Mota, who represents the conservative, deeply Catholic Party of National Action. It's been in power for nearly 12 years.
¿Por qué quiero ser presidente? Porque nuestro país merece estar mejor. Porque quiero cambiar a México.
Why do I want to be president? Peña Nieto asks in a campaign spot. Because our country deserves to be better. Because I want to change Mexico. If elected, does he want to take Mexico into the future or back to the past? Mexicans over 30 remember the party that brutally suppressed a student protest in 1968, that presided over financial crises in the 70s and 80s, and used the state-owned oil company as its personal ATM. But Mexico was stable. Today, the country is agonizing through an epidemic of cartel violence that has killed more than 50,000 people and seen major cities lost to thug rule.
The only thing that is driving people to vote for the PRI is the perception, the idea that these things that are happening now did not happen in the days of the PRI.
Enrique Krause is a Mexican historian and author.
Then we had corruption, yes, but we had peace and order. I think that is something that is drawing many people towards the PRI.
Krause does not believe the PRI could ever become the state party again when it controlled elections, the Congress, the state governors, the unions, and the media. Today, he says, Mexico has moved too far down the path toward democracy.
The restoration of the PRI as we knew it, I think it is truly impossible. Again, this is a different country.
Back at the Monument to the Revolution, on a sunny morning, a vendor named Maria Resendez takes a break in the shade. Her drawn face bespeaks her hard life, selling cigarettes, candy, and chiclets on the street. She describes herself as a lifelong priista.
A lo mejor sí robaba el PRI, pero dejaba también que trabajáramos.
I'm not naive. Sure, there was corruption in the PRI, but that was their work, and they let us do ours. That's why we didn't mind when they asked for a 10-peso bribe.
A new generation of Mexicans has not inherited these old party loyalties. They're young and independent, wired, well-informed, and deeply skeptical of traditional Mexican politics. Last month, university students marched through the streets of Mexico City denouncing Peña Nieto and the PRI. On Monday nights, Professor Vidal Romero teaches a class in advanced political methodology at the prestigious ETAM University. As a sort of free association game, his students are asked to come up with a one-word description of each leading presidential candidate. Their answers are revealing. First, Josefina Vázquez Mota of the PAN.
Falsa. Maternal.
Más de lo mismo.
Inocente.
False. Maternal. More of the same. Innocent. Then Manuel López Obrador of the PRD.
Conflictivo.
Retrógrada.
Viejo.
Incita al odio.
Combative. Retrograde. Old. Incites hatred. Finally, the frontrunner, Enrique Peña Nieto of the PRI.
Corrupción.
Cretino. Títere.
Inmoral.
Corrupt. Cretin. Fool. Puppet. Immoral. Peña Nieto takes pains to tell Mexicans the PRI has changed, that during its political exile, the party has become honest and democratic. Its platform differs little from the PAN on education, security, and job creation. To win, the PRI simply has to capitalize on public discontent with the party in power.
Señoras y señores, muy buenas noches. Bienvenidos al primer debate.
To that end, at the first presidential debate held last month, Peña Nieto gripped his podium and peered into the TV camera.
México, como usted lo postula, tiene que ser diferente, y por eso insisto, no pueden seguir gobernando los mismos.
Mexico has to be different, he said. For this, I insist, the same ones cannot keep governing. A few moments later, Manuel López Obrador, the white-haired candidate of the left, said with a smirk,
¿Ustedes creen realmente que si regresa el PRI a la presidencia, toco el atril, revés madera?
Do you all really believe that if the PRI returns, things will get better in this country? He asked. You'd better knock on wood. John Burnett, NPR News.
Tomorrow, we look at the options available to Mexico's next president when it comes to dealing with spiraling drug violence.